See me, Scott Provost at Moore Motor Sales in Carroll. I'll be glad to show you a real truck, the 2014 Ram truck.
At Moore Motor Sales, M81 west of Carroll.
So you just set a school record? Great. It might be one for the books, but it's all for naught without good sportsmanship. That record will be topped one day, but showing respect, integrity, and class along the way will always be remembered. Nothing beats good sportsmanship. A public service message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.
You can always trust Michigan to deliver some pretty extreme weather, especially in winter. And you can always trust Kohler's Propane to keep you one step ahead of that forecast. Kohler's Propane is your local propane provider, serving the entire Thumb area from Bad Axe, Brown City, and Memphis. Kohler's Propane is home to the original price protection guarantee. Once you contract with Kohler Propane, you can trust that your propane price won't exceed a specific price all season long. Call the local propane provider you can trust, Kohler Propane, at 888-950-7975. And trust me, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
In this area, when the first thought is real estate, the second thought is Tri-County Realty. People know Tri-County Realty gets results. People know that Dale Bolzman has a great reputation for finding a home or finding a buyer for a home. So if you have been looking for that right property and haven't found it, or just trying to sell your home, farm, or resort property, you can call on Tri-County Realty of Siboney. With over 20 years of real estate experience, client confidence, and loyalty, call Dale Bolzman or any of the helpful sales staff at Tri-County Realty at 989-883-3130. That's Tri-County Realty, where they love saying sold.
Do you enjoy doing laundry? I mean, really enjoy it. Didn't think so. Well, it's like life insurance. You don't like to talk about it, you'll eventually get around to it, but not doing your laundry really isn't an option, unless you're into that kind of thing. If you didn't know already, I'm Clark Ramsey at Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company. Let me do your laundry for you. Not literally, but let's make sure you have clean clothes to live in for the rest of your life, or the ones you love. Call me, Clark Ramsey, at Farm Bureau Insurance, or look me up on those interwebs at ClarkRamsey.com. That's ClarkRamsey.com.
Catch all of the WLAW Sports action in more ways than just the radio. Stream online at WLAWSports.com or download the Cruise 102 app on your Apple or Android device. Clark Ramsey, John Mooney, and Ryan Brown with your call tonight on the WLAW Sports Network. We have a doubleheader approaching here as the first game. The USA Lakers on a neutral site against Lakers. At Lakers, so I guess you could call it a home game for the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers. But in the eyes of the MHSAA, we are on neutral territory, folks. First for the USA Patriots, they're 14-4 overall, winning their last 10 straight games entering tonight. They're 11-1 in league play, they're outright Greater Than West champions. USA is coached by Mark Gainforth and his assistant coach is Steve Bone. The Patriots overall score 56.6 points a game. And defensively, they give up 12.9 less points at 43.7. So they have an overall advantage statistically by nearly 13 points. On the road, USA is 8-3 and victorious in their last six road games. In fact, they have not lost a road game since January 29th to Marlette. While away from USA, the Patriots score 56.9 points per game, practically identical to their overall average. And they allow 47.2. So almost a double-digit Patriot advantage on the road at a positive 9.7 points. So now we ask John Mooney for his keys to a Patriot victory.
Well, we know Coach Mark Gainforth, the USA Patriots are riding a 9-game win streak. And believe me, they're doing it with a formidable inside-outside threat in the guise of 6-foot, 6-inch senior center Brendan Ballard, our favorite aircraft carrier. And, of course, they also have a bevy of outside snipers led by seniors Zach Kramer and Nick DeSempler and sophomore Aaron Sines. Balanced scoring, that's key tonight. Controlling the paint, stingy defense, all the staples of the USA Patriots. But tonight, I think really, it's going to come down to staying out of foul trouble. That has got to be key for the Patriots.
The USA Patriots have not lost since January 29th on the road at Marlette. Since that point, they have won 10 in a row, but in this route, they've averaged over 62 points, six more than their average. Their defense has also been unstoppable as well, giving up an average of 41 points a game. Against Cass City on Monday was the first time, in fact, in 10 games an opponent has scored more than 50 points on the USA Patriots. It's time to take another quick break. We will continue the breakdown of the USA Patriots on the WLW Sports Network. Up next on your home for high school basketball.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name. And they're always glad you came.
This is Kent McKenzie from McKenzie Jewelers and Bad Axe. When we chose a financial institution to work with, it was an easy decision. 26 years ago, when McKenzie Jewelers was just a dream of ours, Thumb National was there for us to make our dream a reality and has been our bank of choice ever since. Thumb National is a locally owned, community-minded bank. They not only know our Thumb area well, they understand our business. And internet banking with Thumb National is easy to do and easy to understand. Thumb National is the bank we choose for McKenzie Jewelers. Maybe it should be your choice as well.
Thumb National Bank and Trust Company, with locations in Pigeon, Caseville, Cass City, and two locations in Bay City, where relationships are built on trust.
You want to be where everybody knows your name.
Thumb National Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC.
Winter is in full swing and indoor activities are all the rage.
That's right. We at Harjo's Ben Franklin and Pigeon have what you need to keep yourself busy during these long, cold winter days and nights.
Take all those pictures of your loved ones and favorite memories and turn them into the scrapbook of your dreams.
We at Harjo's have everything for scrapbooking at great prices.
We also have what you're looking for in knitting, sewing, and crochet.
And we carry a full line of painting, drawing, special hobby, and craft supplies.
So keep busy this winter with the help of Harjo's Ben Franklin at the light in beautiful downtown Pigeon.
It's Main Street Cafe and Bakery in Pigeon. Tuesday night, head south of the border for Main Street Cafe's Mexican Fiesta Night with most Mexican items under $6. Thursday evenings, let your taste buds travel to the Far East for Main Street Cafe's Oriental Night with entrees to tantalize the most discriminating palate. Friday nights, enjoy the delicacies of the deep, the all-you-can-eat seafood buffet featuring many seafood entrees with salad bar, all for just $8.45. And Sunday, come home with the family for the breakfast buffet from 9 till 2 for only $7.55. Main Street Cafe and Bakery is truly a world of flavors.
Sandpoint residents, now is the time to switch your local phone service to Pigeon Telephone Company. Why? How about you can switch right now and keep your same phone number? How about a wider local calling area? Switch to Pigeon Telephone and call Caseville, Bayport, Bad Axe, Cass City, Elkton, Gagetown, Kindy, Pigeon, Port Austin, Unionville, and Sebring, all with a local call. And local offices you can stop into. Certain restrictions apply. It's time to switch your local phone service to Pigeon Telephone. Stop by their offices at 20 South Main Street or call 1-800-292-0614 and make the switch today.
Stop the rock. Stop the rock. Can't stop the rock. Can't stop the rock.
Stay up to date with your WLW Sports game coverage on Twitter with in-game updates, stats, and photos. Simply follow at WLEW Sports on Twitter. That's at WLEW Sports. For USA Story entering districts last season, the Patriots won only four of their last nine regular season games, but turned the heat up and made it to the district championship, falling by a mere point to Harbor Beach. This season, however, they have come in guns a-blazing. They've done everything but stumble and fall, having won their last 10 games, all by double digits, and six of those on the road. Ryan Brown, our sideline correspondent. Question for you is, what's the difference between last year's squad and this year's USA domination as of late?
Well, Clark, I think a lot of it has to do with senior leadership. Last year, you know, they were a lot of a younger team. It kind of reminds me of my senior year career, or my varsity career. Junior year, we went 10-10. We had one senior on the team. The year after that, my senior year, we were loaded with seniors. We ended up winning share of the league title at 14-6. So a lot of it depends.